This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 82 people were killed in one day in a crackdown by Myanmar security forces on pro-democracy protesters, according to reports Saturday from independent local media and an organization that keeps track of casualties under or since the February coup. Friday's death toll in Bago was the biggest one-day total for a single city since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon, the country's biggest city. Bago is about 100 kilometers northeast of Yangon. The Associated Press is unable to independently verify the number of deaths. The death toll of 82 was a preliminary one compiled by the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, which issues daily counts of casualties and arrests from the crackdown in the aftermath of the February 1st coup that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. In its Saturday report, the group said that it expected the number of dead in Bago to rise as more cases were verified. There remains a shocking imbalance in the global distribution of vaccines, according to the chief of the World Health Organization, calling on countries to support the COVAX facility, a WHO-led initiative aimed at ensuring equal access to COVID-19 vaccines by various countries. At a news conference in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted that WHO had issued a call for vaccinations to begin in all countries within the first 100 days of the year. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has discussed with his Philippine counterpart China's recent positioning of militia vessels near the Philippines in the South China Sea. He spoke by phone Saturday with Philippine Secretary of National Defense Delfin Lorenzana while Austin was flying from Washington to Israel to begin an international trip. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Austin and Lorenzana discussed the situation in the South China Sea and the recent massing of Chinese vessels at Whitsun Reef, which he has drawn criticism from Manila. China has said its vessels are there for fishing. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan Saturday called for the worrying developments in eastern Ukraine's region to come to an end after meeting his Ukrainian counterpart in Istanbul, adding Turkey was ready to provide any necessary support. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held more than 3 hours of talks with Erdogan in Istanbul as part of a previously scheduled visit, and tensions between Kiev and Moscow over the conflict in Donbass. Kiev has raised the alarm over a buildup of Russian forces near the border between Ukraine and Russia and over a rise in violence along the line of contact separating Ukrainian troops and Russia-backed separatists. The Russian military movements have fueled concerns that Moscow is preparing to send forces into Ukraine. The Kremlin denies its troops are a threat, but says they will remain as long as it sees fit. The United States says Russia has amassed more troops on Ukraine's eastern border than at any time since 2014 when it annexed Crimea from Ukraine and backed separatists in Donbass. On Friday, Turkey said Washington will send two warships to the Black Sea next week. People who ignored an initial warning to evacuate the area closest to a volcano on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent raced to get clear Saturday, a day after it erupted with an explosion that shook the ground, spewed ash skyward, and blanketed the island in a layer of fine volcanic rock. The eruption of La Soufriere is its first large one since 1979, and transformed the island's lush towns and villages into gloomy gray versions of themselves. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.